than the richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think and thing go the people way. One day them dead and them not dead yet. But when them think and thing go the people way. One day them dead and them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to turn people light. But a small price to be paid. They think they're hurt feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think then thing go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. One day them dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of July the 7th, 2013. I am the ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth, and the Kingdom of Islam and Queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. So the idol, see, Abraham is talking to Azar. Abraham is talking to the black man and woman. We have been made to follow after this idolatrous system. And this idolatrous system is horrid, horrible. The word horrid is defined as causing horror, unpleasant, disagreeable. Look at all the warfare and the bloodshed and the death and the hell and the destruction and the chaos going on all over the earth. Look at Washington, D.C. Look at the Pentagon. Look at the military-industrial complex coming out of Washington, D.C. that is killing and killing and killing in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Syria, in Libya. And look at how many of us were angry at Bush. But now Obama is doing the same and worse, and our mouths are closed, and many of our mouths are open to justify Obama's wicked actions. We don't play that. We don't care whether it is a white Republican or a black Democrat. We do not want to follow after idols, follow after this idolatrous system. The word idolatry is characterized by Paul in the New Testament as being covetousness. He says covetousness is idolatry, or idolatry is covetousness. To covet something is to want something that you do not own. To take what you do not own and use destructive means to take it to the detriment of your sister and brother of the human family. That is this wicked system. When we uphold puppets and wicked ones who do the bidding of the house of Rothschild and take their, the Quran says, gilded words. We will get to that later. Gilded words. Gilded mean laced and covered with gold. These words that sound sweet but are absolutely destructive to the human family. When we take any president that is wicked and follow their wicked advice, wicked directives. We are taking idols. We are taking horrid things to ourselves. This system has shaped us in iniquity. What does the scripture say? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. This system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation has caused us to be born in this sinful, wicked, horrid, idolatrous system. Shaped in iniquity. The word iniquity having to do with absolute sins. Can I see that word iniquity right quick? Let me see if I can find that word iniquity. I think I can find that word iniquity really quickly. The word iniquity. Wow, I can't. Can I find it? I thought I could find that word iniquity. Let me see now. Oh, bear with me, sisters and brothers. We are doing our best. The word iniquity. 205 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Aven, trouble, wickedness, sorrow, trouble, sorrow, wickedness, idolatry, to kill over 10 million in the Congo to get at the diamonds and the rubies and the coltan and the copper and the uranium. And when you research the word idolatry in the New Testament, it talks about how those would come and eat the half-burned flesh from the animals that were sacrificed to the idols. And the people would eat the half-burned flesh, half-burned because of the fire and the sacrifice to idols. Well, all of our clothes, all of our gadgets, everything that we purchase is the product of half-burned flesh because of warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction of this system being perpetrated on the masses of the poor working class, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth. Look at the uranium. Look at the depleted uranium. Look at the phosphorus used in warfare, burning and eating the flesh, so that the oil companies and the mining corporations under the control of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers can get at the wealth and the resources. This is an idolatrous system. It is wicked. It is horrid. It is horrible. So Abraham, who is the father of the multitude, who wants to see the human family in absolute union, monotheistic family. We are many, but we are one. He says to Azar, the one who is supposed to be the helper and the soaker, the one who gives assistance in a time of need, in a time of want, in a time of destruction. We are supposed, as black men and women, our DNA, our hidden and unseen genetic makeup is Azar. And we are supposed to be standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. But the father of the multitude is saying to us, why would we take to ourselves the system of idolatry, the system of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction? Why would we begin to defend this wicked system coming out of Washington, D.C., only because there is a black man and a black family in the White House perpetrating the same wicked foreign policy and domestic policy? Let me try to find some of this domestic policy right quick while it's on my mind. I want to go to Democracy Now, to the headlines of Democracy Now. And she, Amy Goodman, is not perfect, but we use her headlines because they cause us to do some serious thinking concerning the system. I wanted to see, is it the headlines for July the 11th? Let me see, sisters and brothers. Maybe it's the headlines of Friday, July the 12th. I'm going to go ahead and go with that. We'll see what we can figure out. Because Abraham, the father of the multitudes, wants us to come together and reject this system of idolatry. Reject this no good, rotten system. Yeah, one of the issues I wanted to cover was Texas lawmakers advanced bill that could close nearly all abortion clinics. And you know that the abortion issue has been in the news. Also, North Carolina House approves anti-choice measures tied to motorcycle bill. So a motorcycle bill was passed, and attached to it were anti-choice measures. So that's a tactic used by politicians. And I know many of you may not know where I'm going, but just hang with me, sisters and brothers. So if you want something passed that is unpopular, you attach the unpopular measures to a measure that may be popular. See, we are using the knowledge of Allah and the wisdom of Illah to see the unseen and give discriminating political analysis to the unseen. So, sisters and brothers, the abortion issue, anti-abortion. You know, there was a young lady who stood on the Capitol, who stood in the legislature of Texas and filibustered to try to mitigate the state government of Texas taking away women's right to abortion. And so women perceive the Democrats as upholding the rights of women. But I wonder, is that really true, my sisters and brothers of the human family? And Christian women see the Republicans as upholding the rights of children, because the churches and the Republicans claim that they love life and they don't want to see abortions. So the Democrats and the Republicans, both appearing to love women and both appearing to love life. But let's start with the Democrats. Sisters and brothers, do you really uphold women? Do you really uphold the rights of women? And we say the same for the Republicans. How about passing a law that says all citizens in the workforce make a guaranteed and earned living wage? Make every job a living wage job. Then women won't have to worry about the reality of being able to or not being able to care for the life in their womb. You say, but many women are suffering because of rapes. What about a child coming through the rape, the reality, the wicked and horrid and horrible reality of rape? And we acknowledge that. But we say to men, you have no right to assault and rape women. Cease your wicked conduct of disrespect of women. We as men must cease disrespecting women, abusing women, misusing women, raping women, and destroying women. Then we will not have that wicked reality of a woman having to give birth to a child that is the product of rape. See, this whole system is idolatrous, to want something and then destroy a human being because you want something. Man want power. Man want sex. Whatever the man that is doing the raping and abusing wants. That is idolatry. Cease that wicked conduct. If we come together, Abraham, father of the multitudes, if we as the multitudes come together as one divine monotheistic human family, cease being polytheistic, meaning divided against ourselves. Come together, transform the society. We won't have these problems. So the Democratic Party, destroying living wage job, destroying health care, destroying education, in cahoots with the Republican Party. Neither of these parties care about women. And the Republican Party, hypocrites, hypocrites. You say you care about children being born, but then you help with the Democrats to implement the prison industrial complex. We know your history. We know the history of this United States of North America, that the 1776 document, the Constitution and the 14th Amendment and the Emancipation Proclamation, we know all your history. We know that the 14th Amendment says, yeah, we're free except for if we are incarcerated, imprisoned, and duly convicted of a crime. And we know we have been falsely convicted of crimes, and we have been jailed. More black men in jail now than there were slaves in the Emancipation, at the time of the Emancipation Proclamation. So says our beautiful sister, Elizabeth, I forget her last name, the writer of the new Jim Crow, that beautiful sister. And so, do these parties care for women? Do these parties, Republican and Democrat, care for the children when they together implement warfare and bloodshed, and together destroy living wage job, and together destroy education, the student loans going up exorbitantly? None of these legislatures could come together to mitigate that wicked reality and make it so that the students can get an education at a loan that is equivalent to that which the banks are loaning to the corporations at 0.3% or whatever the low number is. No, you rape the students. You put them in debt to the sometimes millions of dollars, and you control their lives, and then they go into the system with this debt over their head. No, the trumpet is blowing. Allah, my father, Allah, and my mother, Allah, is blowing the trumpet. And we see the resurrection of the dead all over this earth. The people are dissatisfied. The people are able to see into the unseen. The people are becoming wise and aware. The people are taking the advice of Abraham and rejecting this idolatrous system of warfare and bloodshed and the product of the burning of the flesh and the destruction of the human being. No, we don't fall for any of this. And we know as well, sisters and brothers, that Planned Parenthood, they have laudable, it would seem, goals today. But Planned Parenthood and abortions and the killing of children, you see, this is eugenics, sisters and brothers. You have to research Margaret Sanger, the creator of Planned Parenthood, and all of they of the eugenics philosophy, who under the auspices and tutelage of the House of Rothschild organized eugenics societies to perpetrate their philosophy of the destruction of those who are genetically inferior in their eyes, beginning with the black, but progressing to the brown, and the red, and the yellow, and also the poor and working class white Caucasian sister and brother, all of us considered genetically inferior. So look, Margaret Sanger and the Planned Parenthood propagating their philosophy of eugenics, using abortion to kill who knows how many babies and children. So we don't want to go after this idolatry. We want to be Azar in truth. We want to be the helper and the soaker in the time of need, in the time of extreme terrible reality that calls for great magnanimous assistance to raise up the masses of the people, to resurrect the masses of the people, to elevate and ascend we, the poor working class masses of the people, into the supreme mind and knowledge of the Almighty Father Allah, and the supreme mind and wisdom of the Almighty Mother Illah. That is our duty. Abraham says, surely I see thee and thy people in manifest error. So to follow behind these politicians, many of them on the rank and file level, sincere, but we are looking at the unseen reality of the system, the unseen and unheard of knowledge behind what is going on. We see both of these parties as controlled by the eugenicists who commit genocide. See, the word eugenics literally means clean up the gene pool. And so when we are destroyed, when the mortgage companies commit fraud on poor working class masses and push them out into the streets, that is propagating and promoting eugenics. They, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, these wicked forces are in their minds cleaning up the gene pool. And so we, the poor working class masses of the people, need to understand the wicked machinations. Look at something else. The House passes a farm bill without food stamps for the first time in 40 years. House lawmakers have passed a version of the farm bill that expands government subsidies to agribusiness, but for the first time in 40 years does not include funding for the food stamp program. Look, food stamp program being destroyed, Meals on Wheels being destroyed, poor working class masses of the people being destroyed. Why? Because this system is idolatrous. This system is horrid and horrible, and it is our duty to absolutely rise up and become a czar. Become a czar, that original black man. That original black man in Kemet, with the original black woman, Aset, in Kemet, and the stars in Orion's belt, the three wise men, the three kings, and the seven star constellation, and the Sirius star system that is Aset, called Isis, and Heru, sitting as the Sphinx in the constellation of Leo, pointing toward the resurrection of the Sun sun. And we see all of that drama played out in Yahushua, Jesus, the birth and resurrection of the Son. And we must be reborn and resurrected into our original promise of the Most High, to the Most High, that we would stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. I wonder, is the word error in, let me see. The word error. Abraham says we are in manifest error. And the word error is 7944 on the Hebrew side. Shal. This is a masculine noun. Error and fault. So let us see. Oh, the root is to be negligent and deceive. So this system causes us to be negligent. And this system deceives us, that we think that it is in our best interest to commit error, mistake, and be wrong in our conduct and judgment. The system is wrong in how the system is conducted, and the system is wrong in how judgment is rendered. To judge the poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white as genetically inferior, and to justify and make a judgment that we should suffer warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, and disease, so that the gene pool of humanity may be erased and cleaned and cleansed and excised of we, the poor working class masses of the people. That is terrible. And for us to follow after the puppets, is to take more idols to ourselves and not follow after the Most High and follow after the angels, the spirit world, and not follow after the righteous ancestors and what they laid down, and not follow after righteous and well-meaning leadership. See, if we don't do that, if we don't align ourselves with that wonderful reality as one monotheistic human nation, then we take idols to ourselves because we follow Caesar, or we follow the Roman Empire, or we follow the Roman Senate, or we follow the house of Rothschild, or we follow the finance system. We follow Ben Bernanke. We follow the religious order as it is under the control of the house of Rothschild. Or we follow the educational system that is under the house of Rothschild. These are idols because they uphold the wicked and horrid system. He says, verse 76, "And thus did we show Abraham the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, that he might be of those having certainty." Now, I'm going to touch on an issue right quick before we close. We know in the Quran says he for Allah. All over the Quran. But also the Quran says we. The only one that I have ever heard deal with the we is Minister Louis Farrakhan. But let us, as his student, look as much as we can deeper into the we. And elsewhere you see us. Who is the we? Well, we know by the prayer and the phrases of Islam. Ashhadu ilaha illallah. Who is Allah? Allah, spelled with an I, I-L-L-A-H, is the Almighty Mother. How do we know? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The word Rahman ar-Rahim, these two words are rooted in the feminine Arabic word for the womb, W-O-M-B. The womb is feminine. Only the sacred feminine has the womb as we are speaking of it in these terms. We have spiritual and mental wombs. We, whether male or female, are wombs and repositories for the word of truth to come into our consciousnesses, that we may act on male-female polarity and conceive thoughts and conceive ideas and act upon these ideas as if the germ of life called sperm is now moving on that egg called an idea, and action is taking place and an idea grows. But let's stick with the womb as the sacred feminine. Now we understand who Allah is. I-L-L-A-H. Allah. In the name of our mother, Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. And then you have the spirit world that is allied or working with the ally of the Most High Allah and Allah. Not the demons, not the jinn, not the demons, but the spirit world called Elohim in the Bible, the gods and the goddesses, masculine spirits and feminine spirits that are the attributes of Allah. I think is it 101 attributes? And these attributes, many of them having to do with various aspects of creation, various aspects of the elements of creation. So in the Hebrew, you have Raphael. Ra is the sun. So this is the spirit or angel that is connected to the element that is called sun. So we have we here. Is the Quran contradicting itself? No. The Quran is backing up the truth in the Bible. The Lord is father and mother. Know ye, hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one Lord. The Lord is father and mother acting as one, administering the law of birth to give existence and life to all creation and the human family. And father and mother are to act as one. Father and mother are one, father and mother are we more than one, but acting as one. And then we, as the family, the divine human family, are the we, but we are acting as one. Let us go ahead and cut off right here, sisters and brothers. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari Selassie people.